All right, welcome everybody to this episode of O365A. On this podcast, we're going to talk about some new licensing and purchase options for Microsoft Teams calling plans, which of course give users the ability to dial in and out to the public phone system, and also some recent updates and a change to Microsoft Teams Rooms, how they're licensed. So we'll kick it off with talking about a new calling plan licensing purchase option. And this is for PSTN calling plans, which is an option that Microsoft offers. And with this option, you can purchase calling plans, which allow your users to dial in and out to the public phone system. And there used to be two options for purchasing calling plans. There was a domestic and international calling plan. There's now a third option that was just released a couple weeks ago, actually at the beginning of August 2022, I believe. And it's a pay-as-you-go option. And this will be of interest to many organizations who didn't use all of the credits they bought for domestic and international calling plans. Many companies over-provisioned sometimes. They bought more minutes than they thought they would actually use. So this will be attractive for companies that maybe don't use calling plans a lot and just want to pay as you go. So some details around this. Users who are licensed for pay-as-you-go calling plans, they'll have unlimited incoming calls, which is really important. And for outgoing calls, they'll be able to call numbers located in the country that their Microsoft 365 license is assigned to, and to about 195 different countries from an international perspective. In terms of paying for the PSTN pay-as-you-go calling plan license, there'll be a per month charge depending on where the user is located. And for that, they break it into two zones. And basically, you can look up the numbers. They're $2 for US and Canada and Puerto Rico. And for plan zone two, which includes the UK and some European locations, it's $3 US per month. And then on top of that, you can pay the per minute charge either through communication credits or post-pay billing true up. That's about it. There's a page that I'll show in a minute that actually you can enter the user's M365 country of residence as dictated by their license and get a custom spreadsheet of all the per minute rates. So a couple key things about this option though. It's not available for purchase if your tenant is located, or if the billing administration address is in the US or the UK. Now, you can still purchase pay-as-you-go calling plans for users in the US and the UK. It's just your tenant needs to be in a different country, like Canada or somewhere outside of the US and the UK. I assume this is for tax purposes, and hopefully as they work out those logistics, they'll light it up for purchase inside the US and UK. So that's about it. I think this will be a really useful option, as I said, for companies that maybe have lower PSTN consumption. I know, Dino, you've done some analysis on the calling plan options versus other PSTN options, and specifically the pay-as-you-go calling plan option. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Kurt. I mean, this was pretty incredible news when it came out, because it's a bit of a game changer. It obviously gives yet another option for customers to go with. So, but even before that, there was always, some analysis that had to be done to understand which option to go with. So, I, for a while now, I've been kind of had this sort of homegrown spreadsheet that I would use to help me determine what option might be the best to go. So I'll just share it with you all and take you through some of it so you can understand what some of the thought process is here. So this is all in Canadian dollars because I'm in Canada, of course. So, you know, I start by listing MS calling plans. I list all three. There's the domestic 3000 plan. There's a domestic 120 plan. And then there's the new pay-as-you-go plan. There's also two 40-minute plans that aren't really advertised, but Microsoft can offer them, and I've seen them use the 240-minute plan, but I'm not going to go into that. I think for illustrative purposes, you know, these three are enough to show the difference in pricing on the Microsoft plans. And then I just randomly chose a carrier operator that can provide direct routing as a service for Operator Connect. And just to compare and contrast the prices here. So for this example, we're looking at 2,500 users. I'm making the estimate that each user will make 30 minutes of calls per month. Some may think that's low. Part of this whole investigation you need to do with a customer is understand what their calling habits are. So this is, you know, 30 minutes is not unusual. A lot of customers fall on that. It just depends on what they're doing.
Is that, so Dino, is that 30 minutes inbound and outbound or just for outbound?
I'm going to say this, in this case, I base it on outbound because the pay-as-you-go plan is now only counting your outbound minutes. So in the analysis we were doing for my last customer, we just looked at outbound minutes purely. So ideally, if you can get that information, it really helps. The other thing that you need to understand before we dive into this a bit is what, you know, your something called busy call hour, which if back in the day, that was, you know, the old PBX systems, you had to kind of know that to understand how many T1s you had to buy. So, you know, that is evolving all the time and it's changed from 20 years ago. Like it used to be the rule of thumb was a T1 for every 100 users, which was 23 channels. You know, and that was when, that was before real-time communication. So there's not, you know, there was nothing else but your phone and email. So today we've got all these different modalities to do communications. So, you know, I think that ratio is changing for sure. You know, so we're going to start off with a ratio of 8 here. So every 8 users, we provision a trunk just for the purposes of comparing this to the three Microsoft calling plans. Obviously, with these three plans, everybody has their own trunk, so to speak. Everybody gets their own line, so you're not worrying about how many trunks you need. So that is a consideration. If you're having a difficult time understanding that model, then maybe this is a benefit to you. But as soon as you want to compare this to a carrier, you're going to need to know this ratio. So if we start at 8 and we start kind of look at all the costing out here, you can see the most expensive is going to be, and I'm going to just key in on this column, less the phone system price, because that's a wash. Everybody needs, in Canada, you'd need a $10 phone system per user. So let's just take that cost out. I mean, I included here just for total spend, but if you look at the columns in the rows and green, you'll see prices just for each individual option. So you'll see the most expensive option is 3,000 minute, followed by, you know, the 120 is at 231,000 here. The pay-as-you-go comes in at 124, and then this carrier comes in at 127. And so that's kind of interesting. You say, okay, well, pay-as-you-go is automatically the right choice. But that's, again, assuming that we're going with this 8 users per channel model. I'm seeing customers, and I list a couple of examples here. A major telco I did some work with, they had a busy call hour of 375. So there's 375 people on the phone in any given hour. You know, another major consulting firm were 200. So these work out to 40 and 50 users per channel ratios respectively. So if we change that from 8 to say 40, you know, all of a sudden, you know, direct routing as a service or Operator Connect looks a little bit more attractive here. So, you know, just kind of to recap, you kind of need to do this analysis if you're going to make an intelligent decision around which option to go with. So if you have a very low busy call hour, then you're more likely to save money on going with a carrier. If you're unsure or you make a lot of outgoing calls, you likely may want to settle on any one of these other three plans. Obviously, you know, the minutes count per month per user, if you will also factor into it. If we change this to 60 minutes, you'll see the phone system plan, you know, go up a bit over here. So it's important to do this kind of calculation and understand what your options are.
Yeah, and this is using, you know, kind of list price. You know, in the phone world, you know, everyone wants you as your business, right? So there is usually license agreements or discounting depending on the customer size and stuff like that, that also takes in place. So you definitely have to do this analysis. And it's not like you can use this one sheet, take a, you know, a screenshot of the numbers and be like, this is our best path. It is a little bit of work to find the right solution.
Yeah, absolutely. This is all list, Canadian list pricing here. You know, again, Microsoft can decide to provide discounts. Carriers can decide to provide discounts. So do your due diligence and ask, you know, for the best pricing. And then you can kind of craft something like this together.
And Kurt, were you going to show the page to get the per minute bill rates?
Yeah, I'll do that right now. Are you done with your spreadsheet, Dina?
Yes. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, so we'll post the link on our podcast blog post. But if you go to the link, it basically explains what your options are for consuming calling plans. And then for the pay-as-you-go option, you can go down to the bottom of this page and enter your country or region. And again, this is where your organization billing address will be. You can select which currency. So I'll just run through this for Canada. Currency will be Canadian for this example. And then the rate type. So here's where you can select the new pay per minute model and you can go download rates. That'll produce a custom Excel spreadsheet, which actually shows for that pay per minute model what exactly it's going to cost you. Both for dial in to toll free, dial in toll and dial out calls. So that's really useful for giving, you know, custom rates for your specific situation. So I think with that, we're ready to talk about Microsoft Teams Rooms. Michael, you want to lead us off with that?
Yeah, I'll take that, Kurt.
Okay.
Yeah, so on September 1st, Microsoft announced that they're sort of redoing their MTR licensing or Microsoft Teams Room licensing. So the previous model was there was two licenses, standard and premium. So the standard was $15 per device per month, and the premium was $50 per device per month. USD, that's right. And both included primarily the same feature set. So like the Teams license, the phone system, PSTN conferencing, Intune, and Azure ADP One. But what differentiated the two was the fact that the premium license included support and management by Microsoft. So they were the ones providing that type of meeting room support for you. So then in comes the new licensing. So it is still a two-tier licensing, but they renamed it to Basic and Pro. So the Basic is free, so it's $0 per user, per device per month. Includes basic features and limited up to 25 devices per tenant. And the basic experience and limited feature set that Michael will talk about shortly. And then the Teams Room Pro is $40 US per device per month. That was what the premium was, and then it's $40 per device per month if you have an annual commitment, Or it's $48 per device per month on a month-to-month perspective. That's what I want to say. So, and then that includes like the full management portal, monitoring, alerting, all that stuff that Michael will talk about. And so the standard license is being removed. The basic is coming in, and the premium is being rebranded as Pro with expanded functionality inside it. So that's essentially where it comes down to from a licensing perspective. Michael, why don't you talk to us a little bit about the feature set?
Yeah, I think it's quite a big announcement. You know, there's going to be some budget ramifications for organizations as their, you know, as their SKUs start to expire. So, you know, first thing to kind of foremost is the, you know, the license. Microsoft's not going to rip the licenses out of your tenant. But what's going to happen is that standard and premium, you're not going to be able to consume it past its expiry. So if you're in an enterprise agreement, or if you've paid for a year upfront, you know, that license is going to be available for the term of the contract, right? Once that contract's expired, or you're going to be going beyond your quantities that you've purchased, or whatever that looks like, that's when these new licenses, you're going to be wanting to move to that. Actually, speaking of which, those licenses are available now in your tenants. So I would recommend, you know, starting to use these licenses and checking them out. Also with this announcement was a big change. Well, not a big change. There was maybe some confusion about using user licenses. So using any of the, you know, E SKUs, A SKUs in room. So using an E5, which is a more costly SKU than the room SKUs on a room, is not, it's against the EULA or the acceptable use for the licensing. So Microsoft has made a note that, you know, you can continue down that path and, you know, have some time to move off that licensing until July 2023. But, you know, as that journey gets closer to that end date, you know, things like, you know, maybe a notification on your room saying, hey, this isn't licensed correctly may occur. So you want to get off that user license right away for sure. Some other things to note, you know, there was standard and premium before, and basically they were the same licenses, but premium had the managed service portal. Premium or standard isn't becoming basic. That's not how it's working. So basically, we have one SKU for your kind of room experience, which is the Pro. And then when you buy a room, you get this, you know, kind of basic to get you up and running. And you can use that up to 25 licenses in your tenant. And what Microsoft really sees is that, you know, beyond 25 licenses, you really need to be managing these rooms and having that experience around, you know, the best experience around management. And so I personally wouldn't use a basic license for really any scenario. I mean, it is there to like, hey, I purchased a room, I plugged in the room, I want to make sure it's working. Maybe I have a couple of these rooms in certain scenarios, but it is limited to like, you know, meeting join. It's not going to include, you know, Azure P1 or P2. So if you have conditional access and stuff, you're going to have to buy that as an add-on and stack on that license. And as soon as you start stacking licenses, you know, you're going to, you know, start getting close to the price point of Pro anyways. There's no phone system, so you can't, you know, replace your conference phone with the basic license MTR. So you definitely want to get to Pro. So I would say, you know, basic is great for, you know, maybe a pilot just to, you know, get the room up and running. But even when you pilot, you want to pilot the full experience, like front row, intelligent audio and video, all the rooms, dual screens and stuff like that. So I think Pro is really the license that you should be focused on for if you're buying rooms, a budget around that. Basic is really just get the device up and running, make sure you have, you know, the accounts configured correctly, the hardware's mounted correctly. But when you have Pro, you get, you know, that managed service that was a premium before, it's included. And then there's AI monitoring, you know, best practice checks. So, you know, are you running the right firmware? You know, having the services to update the firmware, the drivers, your configuration, is it incorrect? Update rings, which is a huge one that I know a lot of enterprises struggle with. You know, they didn't want to pay that premium price on the premium just to get the room to control those update rings. Now we can say, hey, this fleet of rooms are going to have, you know, updated this ring, and then maybe after we'll update the next group of them. So I think update rings is a huge win for all the rooms. And then you get like usage analytics in the portal, issue tracking. So if you have rooms that, you know, have problems and stuff like that, you can see maybe what hardware configuration isn't working in your organization. Maybe it's due to conditional access or Intune and stuff like that. So I think the features in the managed room portal that you're going to get as part of the Pro license is a huge win. Now, if you buy Pro today, you don't automatically get that room portal access. I think that's something that's in a couple of weeks that will be unlocking for that Pro license. So I think there's a big win there. Talking about standard and premium or the premium license before, there was a managed room agent you had to install in your rooms. I'm hoping that goes away with Pro and it's just part of the bundle. And then I hope that the room portal, because it is separate than the Teams Admin Center, I hope there's a link to that in the Teams Admin Center, similar to the call quality dashboard. And maybe in the future, we may see a merge of those two portals, but I believe the room portal is going to be separate for quite some time. And I won't go through the whole matrix of all the Pro versus Basic. I think, don't think Basic, if you're wanting to, you know, get your full user experience, plan for Pro and really use that Basic as something maybe as you're procuring Pro or just getting the devices unboxed. But Pro is really where you're going to get your full feature set.
Good stuff. Good recap. Yeah, so there you have it. Some good updates for Microsoft Calling Plans and Microsoft Teams Rooms. Any other comments, guys, before we close it out?
No, I think it's just, you know, always planning and budgeting and really going into, you know, these projects with the full understanding what your costs are going to be. I mean, the savings you could do on calling plans and in your PSTN could pay for your room licenses, right? If you do it right. So make sure you're not just, you know, flipping the toggle and you're really planning these out because it could be costly.
Good stuff. All right. Good conversation. And we'll catch you on the next episode. Thanks.
Thank you.